The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
Hold on. Yes, I'm good.
What happened? It sounded like an explosion.
It was. There was a second bomb.
This is exactly why I didn't want you back in the field.
I'm fine. Oh no, Nelson's down. I'll get back to you. Nelson! Nelson, are you okay?
I think so. Wait. Reynolds and his dog. Did they make it out?
Yeah, I see them. Evidently, they can run a lot faster than you.
Just about everyone can run a little faster than I can.
You were moving pretty fast when I saw you come out of there.
Yeah, well, seeing a time ticking off the last few seconds is pretty good motivation.
Can you get up?
I think so. I think something hit me in the head.
Let's see. Yeah, you have a bump there already. There's an ambulance. Come on, you need to be checked out.
I'm okay.
What day is it?
Tuesday?
Are you sure? See, you're not sure. Let's go. He took a blow to his head.
Look. I'm fine.
Vivian, it's Wednesday. Now go. You need to check him out. Something hit him in the head.
All right, what happened? And are you all right?
I'm fine. I was across the street from the blast. I feel bad about this.
What do you mean you feel bad? What happened?
The original bomb's structural damage was minimal. Most of the force of the explosion was directed straight up. It seemed odd to me, so I told Nelson there might be a second bomb. The first was to draw in investigators, and the second was to take them out.
And apparently that's exactly what happened, and now you feel responsible. Am I close?
Yes.
Look, Kate, you weren't responsible. You were right. Luckily, no one was hurt.
I'm the one who suggested he take a dog team in there. They all could have been killed.
Evidently, the dog did what he was trained to do. Can you tell me how much damage was done?
It pretty much flattened that building. Florina's place has a lot of damage, too. This is personal now. I want in on this case.
I know you, Kate. You're going to investigate no matter what I say. I'll assign you the case under the Homeland Terrorist umbrella. Report to me any of your findings. We need to know if this is the work of rage.
I can almost guarantee you it is. It has all the hallmarks of a rage hit.
I need more than almost. I need solid proof. Now, are you sure you're okay?
I'm fine. I'll get back to you as soon as I have something.
All right. Be careful.
I will.
What's up?
I'm at the bombing site.
What's all that noise?
There was a secondary explosion.
When?
Just a couple of minutes ago.
Hey, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, but Nelson got hit in the head by debris. He's with the paramedics now. He says he's fine, but he's a little confused.
Do you have any idea what happened?
The initial bomb was small and shaped to send the majority of the blast harmlessly straight up. I was suspicious and suggested Nelson should get a dog team in there to make sure there wasn't a second bomb.
And obviously there was. You think it was to get to the investigators?
That was my thought. The first one lured us in and the second one was meant for us.
Did everyone get out okay?
Yes, we were lucky. It was on a timer and the dog found it before it hit zero.
At least you know it wasn't remotely detonated by someone watching. I'm glad you're all right. I'm getting ready to tail a suspect, or I'd come over and lend a hand. Does Holiday know about this?
Yeah, and he wasn't real happy about me being here. But he's assigned me to the case.
Well, I know you're happy. happy about that, but please be careful.
Don't worry, Dad. I will be.
There aren't many roads out here. We're bound to see her soon.
If we don't see her soon, I think we're going to be in trouble. This is pretty wild country. The IDF doesn't have much of a presence here.
And how much is not much?
Just us. You, me, and Catwoman here.
Georgia, do you copy?
As long as you remain within 25 standard miles of the city, we will have communications.
How long before you lose contact with the vehicle we're pursuing?
Given our present speed, only a few minutes. I suggest you check its current position and direction of travel. I have sent all of the data I have to your vehicle's GPS.
I have it. We'll just have to interpolate where she's going.
Are there any pubs in this direction?
Yeah, I'm getting a bit thirsty myself.
No, what I mean is that I think she usually goes to look for ships in pubs. Lenora said she could sweet-talk any captain, especially if they had rage ties.
That's not a bad idea. Georgia, we are looking for any place that ship captains or crews might frequent that is in this direction. We're thinking she's looking for another ride.
I will search the area for possible sites.
Well, most of these port towns are loaded with bars. We may, be a while.
According to the GPS data we have, she's heading straight north. Slane, zoom out if you can.
Got it. Okay, let's see. It looks like she's soon going to end up out of town. The road comes to a river in about a mile, and on the other side of that is nothing but jungle.
Oh, great. Just what we need, another flaming jungle.
I can hear a bigger river monster calling her name.
Oh, that's the last thing we need.
Oh, no, but this is the last thing we need. The red dot we've been following just disappeared off the GPS.
Georgia, have you lost the car?
We are now out of range. I have highlighted possible stops on the GPS.
Okay, got him.
Looks like the first one is just a couple of blocks ahead. What do you propose we do?
Well, I'm thinking she needs that car. If it's not parked nearby, I suggest we roll on to the next location.
I agree. Once we get up here, I'll go around the block. If we don't see the car, we move on.
I don't see how she can just land here, drive to a bar, and pick up a crew, let alone a ship.
Well, you have to remember, Rage controlled this planet for a long time. Ursula was high up in the chain of command. There are people here that she either knows or who know her.
I still think it's a bit of a stretch for her. From what we experience, people on both Titan planets want to forget Rage.
I don't see her car. Let's drive around the block.
Gabby, have you seen anything yet?
We are currently at the first target Georgia sent. No sign of anything yet. Are you still tracking the ship?
Yes, they're holding a steady course to the next spaceport. I'll advise you if they divert from their course.
What do you want us to do if we don't make contact?
Double back to the previous spaceport. If any ship leaves where you are, I'll have Georgia contact you immediately to pursue. At some point, we'll have to make the decision to return to the Prometheus.
Sounds like a plan.
She's playing the shell game with us.
Yeah, and eventually we'll turn over all three shells and find her.
Well, nothing here. On to the next one.
Pyramid made our job much easier.
Yeah, we're down to one candidate, and I think it's a solid one.
I'm anxious to hear if Pyramid's other team finds anyone from the other branches of service.
I think they would. I can't see them only infiltrating the army.
You've got the Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, the various guard units and reserve units.
Don't forget the Space Force.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that's a real thing now.
Why stop there? We know they might be in our government, even our space agencies. We don't know how deeply they've gotten.
I'm thinking of that movie where they said Elvis didn't die. He just went home.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't think they're embedded that deeply.
So where are we now, Major Meredith?
His home of record is Wheeling, West Virginia. But that doesn't mean anything. Just about everything about him is made up, even his name.
We really can't talk to any coworkers who might still be around. We're not doing any kind of official investigation.
We had no proof of any crime, so we're stuck with just old-fashioned research. I've already tried to trace his forwarding address, but I got a P.O. box in D.C.
You can bet that's a bogus address. There's no telling where he'll pop up again.
Given his military job, I think we can be assured that we have his prints on file.
Assured? Really? Sam is an alien and had fake prints. With today's technology, faking prints is child's play.
If he didn't have household goods to ship, he most likely had household baggage, which means he's living off the 400 pounds he could ship.
And if that's the case, he could get a U-Haul or just load up everything in his vehicle.
What did Sam have when he left St. Louis?
Just the clothes on his back. That's all.
Then it would be my guess Meredith is traveling the same way, since we believe he's a rage mole. Let's do some brainstorming.
That doesn't leave us with a whole lot of options. What about the IRS? He has to file.
I'm betting his taxes worked out, so he doesn't owe any, and he won't be getting a refund. Again, we don't have probable cause to get a warrant for his tax returns.
He's going to need a driver's license. Unless he plans on living totally off-grid.
We can flag his name, and if he applies for a license anywhere, we'll know it. That is, of course, if he uses the same name.
There's no telling how many identities he's had.
Whatever it is, he had this one for at least 12 years.
And there's no family in his records. Both parents deceased, he's not married, listed as an only child.
The perfect cover. There has to be a trail somewhere.
He'll be back. It may be a couple of years, but he'll be back.
What makes you so certain?
Because he's too valuable of an asset to Rage to just disappear.
That's true. Rage has invested too much time on this one. You don't just embed anyone into the Pentagon. Now what else could we look at?
Credit card purchases?
I ain't found any.
How about insurance? SGLI?
Believe it or not, I can't find any insurance. No driver's license, no insurance, no credit cards. How does this guy survive?
It's simple. BJ Meredith does not exist, but this guy does. We just need to find out who he really is.
Gentlemen, I direct your attention to the front. What do you see?
I don't believe my eyes. Could it be the great IDF warrior Tony Simon?
I must admit, he was a respectable adversary, not like those other IDF cowards.
Tell us, O great warrior, to what do we owe the honor of this visit?
I drew the short straw.
Oh, did you hear that? We have another comedian on board. I'll be a little sad to escape from this bucket of bolts.
Escape? Now, who's the comedian? I must say, though, I find it quite amusing that you're still believing you're going to escape. You'll be in prison for the rest of your lives, and I don't think you'll be laughing then.
What is it you want?
It's not mealtime.
Oh, thank the gods.
Well, you have made so many threats about escaping. I thought I'd come down here and see if you were still behind bars. And oh, look. There they are.
Don't be so smug, Tony Simon. We won't be in here or bottle bar forever. You cannot stop the power of Rage.
Save the rally speeches for someone else, Lister. You're a criminal, and you'll pay. You destroyed my family and millions of innocent people on a peaceful planet.
Innocent? Innocent, you say? We are at war. There are no innocent parties in war. You are either on one side or the other.
And they were not on our side. They were the enemy and a casualty of war.
They were innocent pawns in a war they had nothing to do with.
So did you just come here to debate ethics in war, or do you have another reason?
As I said earlier, I'm just checking on our esteemed guests. Soon you will be the guests of Boldabar Prison.
I see. So, you came down here to gloat?
Not really. But I must say, I will derive pleasure seeing the lot of you go to jail.
I wish I could be there to see the look on your face when we don't show up.
So, Tony, did you really come here to harass us, or do you have a real purpose?
We are following the ship we believe Ursula used to escape. Gabby and her crew are at the port we just left, and Jomak is guarding the Prometheus. I could see that the prosecutor will go a little easier on you three if you can tell me where she is.
Easier? Right. So one life sentence instead of two?
No, a penal colony rather than a confinement in a small cell with no view.
You mean like the one I escaped from?
No, I mean like one that is more secure. But you'll be outside and have more room to move about.
Let us think about it, shall we, gentlemen?
Well?
No.
You're making a very, very big mistake.
Why should we turn on ourselves to help you just for a different prison? Prison is prison.
And anything can happen. So why don't you take your pathetic offer and go do something useful?
As you wish. But this will be the only offer you get. I suggest you take it.
Well, you can take it and...
Enough, God. I think he gets the idea.
I think that's your cue to leave, Tony. Perhaps next time you could offer something more appealing. Good day. I said good day.
And good day to you, sir.
Well, that went well.
This would have been a whole lot easier if we had low-jacked his car. We could follow him on our GPS from a parking lot.
From a parking lot, huh? I wouldn't suppose that parking lot would be next to your favorite fast food joint.
I could be gnawing on a chicken leg as we speak.
Well, you know, putting a tracker on his car is, as Kelly said, a slippery slope.
But doesn't Janet own that car too? She could give us permission.
Unfortunately, he's driving a company car.
Oh, wow, he gets a company car? Sweet! Say, what are the chances—
I forget it. I feed you, and that's about all I can afford. Besides, getting a driver's license for you would be a nightmare.
Well, I know a guy.
Yeah, and I know a guy, too. Just be happy you have a job, a good cover, and a decent meal allowance.
It is a pretty good allowance.
Your meals alone already exceeded my minimum wage. Okay, this is where he works.
I think I see his car over there.
I think you're right. We'll park over there. That should give us a good view.
Well, that answers the question. Did he go to work?
His car's here. That's all we can verify right now.
You're right. He could have come here, then got into a different car. So what do you propose? Should we sit here and just observe?
As opposed to...
going in there and seeing firsthand.
Now think about that, Sam. You'd walk in and say, "Hi, my name is Sam. Is John McMillan here?"
That sounds like a good start.
Well, then they'd say, "Is he expecting you? What's this in reference to? Do you have an appointment? Those are just starters."
How about we have Janet call his office? I'm sure she can make up something like, "Could you stop and pick up a bucket of chicken on the way home?"
Do you work chicken into every scenario? I don't think we need to have her do anything that would raise suspicion. If he's doing something he shouldn't, I'm sure his guard is up.
I guess you're right.
Well, let's face it, Sam. You're not good with stakeouts unless you're eating something. Frankly, if I had to sit here and listen to you chew, I might lose my mind. So just be patient. If he doesn't leave within the next hour, he'll most likely be there for a reason. Now, people think being a private detective is glamorous and full of adventure, but here is the reality. Sitting in a car, waiting and waiting for something to happen.
I still say putting a tracker on his car is a better option. We could be sitting somewhere...
enjoying a bucket of chicken. Yeah, I know, I know. I promise we'll stop on the way back to the office and get something to eat.
Detective Barnes, you're the best.
Well, buckle up, Buttercup. He's on the move.
Please be going out for lunch.
I don't know if you're an optimist or just plain obsessive.
Looks like he's getting in the car.
That's a pretty good guess since he got in his car. All right, let's see which direction he's headed.
I'll follow along with my map app.
We have one right here on my car's GPS.
I'm more comfortable on my phone. It looks like he's headed southeast on Reaver Road.
That's a heavy crime area.
You'd think this quaint tourist town would have low crime.
It's a common problem in most tourist towns. The people who live here are fairly law-abiding citizens. But when you get a lot of tourists, you get a cross-section of people.
I wonder what's down here that he would be involved in. He works with contractors, right?
More like with the Department of Defense. They try to broker the best deals between branches of service and their needs, and a contractor can supply those needs. I'm trying to think what in this part of town would interest him.
Well, that didn't take long. He turned on, looks like, Admiral Cochrane Drive.
Oh, of course.
What of course? Is this a place you're familiar with?
There's a naval support facility here. And if I remember correctly, it's ERP Services.
ERP? What kind of place is that?
Enterprise Resource Planning. It's a software-run facility that integrates the Navy's needs regarding finances, acquisition of supplies, a bunch of stuff.
How do you know this?
We specialize in vetting applicants for government jobs. We did a few for ERP. It makes sense he'd come here as part of his work.
So we can go home now?
Yeah, don't worry. We're gonna stop along the way.
By stopping, you mean... Ah, you're nodding yes. This job keeps getting better and better.
They're still maintaining a constant speed. My concern is, what do we do if they land at the next port? We don't have a shuttle to follow them in.
If they land, we land. We have no other option.
This port is really Ursula's last resort. There's not much out there after this.
If she doesn't get off this ship we're following, we're going to be in a pickle, as we say.
If that means a difficult position, then I agree.
We'll have to cross that bridge when we come to it.
And which bridge is that?
We're discussing what to do if their ship lands and she doesn't get off.
Yes, that would put us in a jam.
Jam and pickles? You people have an unusual way of communicating.
I suppose that does sound like an odd comparison, but they mean the same thing.
So, Agent Simon, how are my prisoners?
They're the same. Declaring their lack of freedom is a setback.
They were the same way with me. I don't see how anyone can rescue them. They're certainly not going to breach this ship.
If anyone is going to free them, I think it will happen when they are transferred to Baldabar.
That's why I want everyone available to assist in the transfer. If they do escape, it won't be from our custody.
So if they do escape, is the bounty still honored?
No, once they're turned over to the custody of the IDF, we've honored the bounty and will be paid.
I wouldn't put it past the IDF to find a loophole somewhere so they can avoid paying you.
I'm not worried about that. I'll be sure to close any loopholes they can dream up.
I would not want to be on the business end of that staff you carry.
Tell her what you call it, Jaffra.
This is the Great Equalizer.
Gabby from Mercury.
Go ahead, Gabby.
We've located the vehicle. She's getting in. We're going in for the arrest.
Excellent. Good work.
This is good. Once we have her in custody, we can head back to Baldabar.
Are we going to continue following this ship now?
I see no need. I suggest we turn around, go back to the Prometheus, and get ready to head to Baldabar.
I concur. Stand by to come about.
It's about time. I need to get back to Baldabar and check on my ship.
Mercury, we arrested the female driver. And it's not her.
If the driver isn't Ursula, where is she? Jaffer and his team will have to figure things out. Kate's fate hangs in the balance, as does Nelson's. Sam and Barnes tail their new suspect, and Thornton and Scarlet learn about their Pentagon mole. Find out what happens in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, The Big Switch.